Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Today is December 2nd, 2011, and I am broadcasting live from Asheville, North Carolina. Today's show is going to be very exciting. There's going to be a lot of information. So if you have a pen and piece of paper, keep it next to you because I know you're going to want to write down some of this information. So keep that near you. Today's guest is David Madeira, and he is working in an industry that is by far an incredible, incredible type of industry. And there's so many unknowns at this point that we wanted to bring the show live to you so that you can learn more about it. And what he works with is hemp. He is a co-founder of Hemp Technology, and I'm going to bring him in so he can explain a little bit about hemp and how they're using it and how they're using it with green building products. So let me see if David's available so we can bring him into the show. Just one moment. Hello, David. Welcome to the Good News Show. Are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Patty. It's David.
Okay. Sorry for the delay. I'm working with Windows 7 right now on our switchboard, and it took me a little time to bring your mic live. And I just want to welcome you to the Good News Show. I'm so happy that you're here with us today. And I know our listeners are going to have a high interest in what you're doing. So why don't we just start with having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, Patty, I am been in real estate and construction for about 25 years now on different levels. And a few years ago, I was looking for a sustainable green building products for some of my projects. And what I found was a lot of greenwashing, a lot of petroleum-based materials that were calling themselves green, and I was very dismayed. So I went on a search to really find the greenest building product there was, and my partner, Greg, was in Europe and found this material called hempcrete. And it's basically industrial hemp, the woody part of the industrial plant hemp, the stock, mixed with a lime-based binder to get hempcrete. And we make the building envelope walls out of this material that actually is carbon negative, Patty.
Oh.
So not only is it carbon, it's carbon negative because it has sequestered so much carbon dioxide as a plant that even with processing, even with shipping the material across the ocean for this particular, these first couple houses, the product is still carbon negative, and it continues to pull carbon dioxide out of the house after it's built.
After it's built?
After it's built, because the lime-based binder wants to go back to being a rock, its original form. In order to do that, it needs carbon dioxide. So it's pulling carbon out of the air, the wall that your house is made of is getting harder and harder and finally petrifies. So instead of a house that lasts the length of your mortgage or something that's going to fall down over 15, 20 years, the life expectancy of these walls is a minimum of 600 years.
Wow.
And at the same time, they're breathing. So it's able to regulate the humidity in your house. If it's really hot and humid out, it'll soak up moisture and keep the air in your house drier. If it's really dry, it releases moisture. And you can never have mold. You can never have mildew or dry rot or termites. And there's absolutely no waste with this product because, you know, half our landfills right now are filled with construction materials. And with the hemp walls that we make, there's no waste. At the end of the last day, if there's anything left over, we can put it in the yard as fertilizer.
Wow. Was it, when you were in your search for this, for a green product, was it hard to get information about hemp?
Well, it was it wasn't so much. We've now created our own website and put a lot of information. In the last couple of years, more and more people are becoming educated that there's a huge difference between industrial hemp and marijuana. It's been lumped into the same category for so long, and people have been miseducated on purpose to think that, the, you know, as soon as you say hemp, that it's marijuana. And this is a completely different plant. It doesn't have THC in it. It has not enough. There's 0.003 amount of THC in it. Not enough THC to get high from, no matter what you did with it. So, and right now we're producing, not us personally, but there's 40 to 50,000 products in the world that's made out of industrial hemp, from car bodies to diapers. Right now there's a lady in Asheville making diapers with the hemp fibers, because the hemp plant's ability, because of its unique cellulose properties, is able to absorb four times as much moisture as any wood product or cotton without expanding. And so all the queen's horses use it as bedding. And so what Europe is finding out is it's a great bedding product. It costs a little bit more, but it lasts longer, and it's able to absorb moisture, animal waste, and it absorbs that moisture and the smell. So the horse, the animals stay drier and happier and healthier.
You know, it sounds like an incredible product, and there are so many products that are made out of hemp, and we still, most people don't understand the benefit of it. And you know, I see it on I'll see a product on a shelf in a store. I'll see the word hemp, and I really don't know what that means. And but from what I understand, the products have to be imported into the United States in order to get here. Am I correct with that?
Yes. Right now, Canada is obviously our closest country that we import hemp products from. Canada is mostly concentrating on food products. So their hemp plant are planted for the seeds. And the oil from that seed can be made into breads and other food materials, along with just hemp oil, all of which have more omega-3 and 6 fatty acids than salmon. They also have all the amino acids that the human body needs. It is a superfood when it's used as a food. So we're importing it, and it's sad. I mean, I saw it on the news a couple months ago. Well, you know, we can buy a loaf of bread with hemp in it, a hemp loaf of bread, but we can't grow hemp. We can build a hemp house, and I can import containers full of hemp product, no problem, but we can't grow industrial hemp in the United States yet. Right. So there's several states that are working hard on it. In Canada also, a company called Kestrel just came out with an electric car that is using an all-hemp fiber body. Now, lightweight, the fibers are super strong. Lotus has made automobile body out of the hemp fiber. Now, it sounds amazing, but you know what's even more amazing is that Henry Ford did this in 1947. And, you know, you can go online and go to YouTube and you can see that Henry Ford takes a hammer to his car body made out of industrial hemp fibers and it bounces right back out.
Wow.
So this technology has been around for a long time. And, you know, we're just now getting to the tip of the iceberg of the benefits of using the hemp plant. Not only the products that it produces, Patty, but when you look at how much carbon dioxide that it sequesters as a plant in 14 weeks, it will sequester four times as much carbon dioxide as an acre of trees or a forest, your average forest on the planet. The hemp plant, an acre of hemp will sequester four times as much carbon dioxide. And if we were to make paper out of industrial hemp instead of wood products, we would have, A, something that grows in 14 weeks, but 1 acre of industrial hemp will yield 4 to 10 times as much paper as an acre of trees.
Wow. Those are incredible statistics.
Yes. And we know that trees take years and years and years to grow. Not only that, one of the reasons that it became thrown into the marijuana category and became illegal was it only took a third of DuPont's chemicals to make the paper. So there was some big business in the 30s that wanted to make sure industrial hemp did not become the first billion-dollar cash crop in the USA, which was predicted by Popular Science magazine in the 1930s, and that within a year, it was thrown into the marijuana category and pretty much snuffed out until World War II. Again, in World War II, there was a huge campaign by the government called Hemp for Victory for farmers to grow hemp again for the war effort because it's such an amazing plant. And after the war, it got shut down again. And here we are now in, you know, 2011 and going on 2012, there's 16 states that have legalized it. The problem is still with the federal government. A lot of our farmers could be put to work. Processing people could be put to work. There's amazing amount of jobs. And those jobs are going everywhere else in the world. We're the only industrialized nation on the planet right now that it's illegal to grow industrial hemp in.
Wow, and I know a lot of people do not know this, and believe if they did know this, that they would be supportive of it, and there'd be a concern about changing some of the federal regulations. Now you've focused on building houses, and I guess basically construction. In that industry, and utilizing hemp in that industry, can you give us a couple of examples of the process that you have to go through to build a home made out of hemp?
Well, it's actually quite easy on many levels, Patty. The you know, we're using basically the woody core of the stock, okay, called shiv. Canada calls it herd, but it's pretty much the waste part of the plant. And so basically when you process it, you separate the fibrous parts of the exterior of the stalk. That's where the fiber comes in. You separate that from the woody core, and you have two different materials that can be used for a variety of things, basically over 40,000 things that we know of right now. So we take that woody core, is then bagged in bales, and we buy containers full of it, and we'll be buying containers full of it from Canada. We've built one of our houses with a mixture of Canadian and European hemp now, and we are looking to grow it in New Zealand, and Australia is growing it, obviously, and so is most of Europe. And Europe grows it more for this building effort, in which you get a thicker, taller stock, but it can be used, any of the hemp, industrial hemp plant can be used, it's just how much you get yield per acre. So you take this woody core, which has the amazing cellulose properties that we discussed earlier, and you do a lime-based binder, and you basically get this binder and make it wet, and then you add in the hemp, and you make this monolithic core wall. So air, even though it's breathable, air doesn't pass through it, Patty. So that's one of the reasons that it has such incredible thermal mass characteristics. So for an example, we have here in Asheville one house on top of our town, Mountain Road, which is one of the coldest places here in Asheville, and probably oftentimes last winter you'd wake up into the teens. Now, I know there's a lot of the colder places on the planet, but so you wake up in the low teens to teens, and, you know, throughout the day you'd hope it would get up into the 30s. And this is 3,400 square foot home, and it cost $72 to heat a month last winter, which is pretty amazing. That's 22 cents a foot. And you know, the thermal mass characteristics of the way we're building with hemp create this dynamic energy inertia that helps insulate. The best way to probably explain this is, like, thermal mass is a concept for building design which describes how the mass of a building provides inertia against temperature fluctuations from the outside. So the outside temperature is constantly fluctuating throughout the day. You wake up, it's 10 degrees. By noon, it's 25 degrees. By 4 o'clock, it's 30 or 40 degrees, for example. So the thermal mass characteristics of the hemp plant flatten that out and keep the temperatures in your house at more of a constant rate. So once you've established a temperature in the house, the hempcrete maintains that temperature with little or no energy.
That's really amazing.
I could talk about it all day long. It just goes on and on and on of all the benefits. And we haven't even touched on some of the benefits, Patty. We're just touching on basically the plant.
Right. And you mentioned a list of benefits from never having termites to, you know, and we went through that list quickly. But if you look at each element in that list, it's huge. It's huge.
Oh, absolutely. We have so many people in the United States that are basically sick from mold and they don't even know it. You know, once we have this product drywall that everybody uses for building because it's super cheap, but if it gets wet or you get moisture behind it, you have mold that develops lots of times that you don't know about. And if your house has ever been flooded and gets mold, it's almost impossible to get that mold out. So with hemp, that can't happen. You could have the hemp house could be flooded. Like, say it was in New Orleans and it was totally submerged in water. Well, the water goes down, it would dry itself out, it would be fine. You may have some other issues with your electrical or whatever, but that house would dry out normally, it would not mold, wouldn't have any mildew, and you wouldn't have to tear it down. You might have to do some other repairs, but the hemp portion of it would be just fine. And it doesn't burn either, Patty. So, you know, we've gotten fire insurance reductions on these homes because it does not like to burn, because part of that reason is the thermal mass characteristics of the walls that we build with it. And you can build it into any shape you want. The only thing that you can't do is whatever your imagination won't let you do. So if you walked up to one of these houses, Patty, then I encourage your listeners to go to our website, hemp-technologies.com, and look at the houses we built. You would never know, wow, that's a hemp house. They're completely different architecturally designed. One is very modern. One is very rustic looking. And they're all different, and they're all beautiful, and there's no way that you'd recognize them as being a hemp house. These are not some little bungalow or hut in the forest. These are beautiful homes. Several of them are million-dollar homes.
They are beautiful. I spent time on your website, and they're outstanding. And for the listeners who did not hear the website, it's hemp and then the dash sign technologies.com. So it's hemp-technologies.com, and you could go on there now and look at it during this interview. David, at this point, how many houses have you built here in the Asheville, North Carolina, or do you know of that are built here in the North Carolina area?
We've built three in the last couple of years. We have several slated across the country for the spring. We came here and we brought this product into the U.S. because it was too sad that our green building materials were not green. I mean, we basically got this from Europe, okay? So I didn't come up with it all by myself. actually a little old lady in France named Madame Pierre started building houses like this about 20 years ago. She's since retired. But, you know, hemp construction and hemp and lime building have been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. The Great Wall of China has hemp and lime in it. There's a house in Japan that's 300 years old. All of Europe was built with lime. There's no cement. What we're trying to do with our binders is stay away from cement for most of the house. Obviously, we need to be on a foundation, which is usually cement. But cement has some characteristics in a house that aren't always desirable. One is that if in most of the stuccos, it cracks because it hardens so hard. Whereas the lime is constantly able to molecularly rebind itself if it gets wet. If it gets a hairline crack, it can actually rebind that crack all by itself, which is pretty amazing. And it takes about a third of the energy to produce lime as it does to produce Portland cement. So that's another reason that we try to make sure our binder has, you know, as green as possible. So, you know, cement has some wonderful benefits, and it can be used in wondrous ways for foundation and other things. But, you know, we try to use as little as possible materials that have a high carbon footprint. So, you know, on one level, we've taken this technology from Europe, which is far ahead of us in green building and many other aspects of utilizing materials that benefit the planet. You know, the automobile sizes that they drive there are a quarter of some of the automobiles that we drive here. But the point is that we wanted to bring this in because we couldn't find anything this green. And through the 3.5 years that I've been working with it, I still haven't found anything that's nearly this green. And nothing that's sustainable, perhaps maybe some bamboo flooring. Bamboo has, you know, obviously is very sustainable and grows very quickly. And so I would put it on one level in that category. But again, the bamboo plant doesn't have the cellulose properties for thermal mass capabilities as the hemp plant does.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is good news. It sounds like hemp is the product that has the most benefits. And, you know, I want to send accolades to you and your partner and the people you're working with who are contributing to bringing this into the U.S. and educating people and actually, you know, building houses out of it. So it's like, you know, setting the foundation for the future in the green wave. A lot of people hear the word green, and it's not really well defined. So many things can fit under that category. And this is almost a subcategory of green, which should really be more focused on as being the green product. Do you have any type of workshops or seminars or avenues for people to go to learn more and also to learn how to incorporate this into their lifestyle, their thinking process? If they are building a home, it's kind of hard to even know where to start.
Right. Well, the first thing I'd recommend is going to our website and just signing in and joining our mailing list. And we don't send out a lot of mailers. I mean, you know, we may send out one every couple of months, but we are planning on having another workshop February or March of 2012. And we will go over all of the benefits, all of the ways to do it. So when you leave this workshop, you'll basically be certified as being able to build with hemp. Now, we don't encourage people to just try to do it on their own until they've taken some type of workshop. And we certify contractors and so forth because we all have heard contractor horror stories with basic cavity wall construction, okay? And I'm often just puzzled at how much someone can mess up basic construction. And this isn't rocket science, but the reality is that it needs to be done right by someone who understands the product the first time. We've uh-huh. taught people how to do it, and we can just consult people. But the main thing is, you know, one of the things is this has to be above grade, Patty, because it will absorb moisture from the ground if it was not, and you don't want that to happen. So, uh-huh. you know, going to our website, joining our mailing list, we'll send out a mailer when we're doing it, a workshop. We're also coming up with a new app, Patty, and that app will have that information on it. It'll show pictures of the houses that we've built, how we built them, and have videos associated with that app, like you can see how we've done it. And also, it'll show other hemp structures across the world. Like there's a brewery, a 50,000 square foot brewery in the UK that's completely made out of hemp, and it has no mechanical heating and cooling system, and that beer's got to be kept at a constant temperature.
Oh,
and
wow.
It is done by the benefits of the thermal mass characteristics of hempcrete. So we'll have that will be, you know, you can go on our app to that and see that and learn about that. There's a three-story apartment building in Switzerland. Germany has a prefab house they've done. So all of that, you can just go to our app and get the information you want. It'll also have an eye, if you plug in the information of the house that you want to build or an addition that you would want to do out of it, it'll have an approximate price for the square footage that you're able to put in. But that would be one thing
nice.
That would be really fun for your listeners. So
right.
I would encourage them to keep an eye out for that.
Well, the app sounds like it's going to be a good resource just to keep people abreast of what's happening and to educate them and also to get an estimate. What a wonderful idea, David.
Well, thank you. And you just reminded me of something else that will be on there, and that is updates on what's happening not only in the USA, and as each state tries to move legislation forward, that updated information will be there available from the app. And also different products around the world that are being produced that, you know, we don't necessarily hear of here in the USA. Like the Kestrel hemp car is such a cute little car, and it is made out of hemp. People would never realize that. So, you know, we'll have featured products so that people can really get educated and see all the benefits from this plant. And also, if they're looking to build, as you said, they can get an idea of what that would cost.
Uh-huh. So it's a direct source to learning more about hemp and how to project for it and to learn about how it's being used. I think that's really necessary at this point, David, mm-hmm. and that itself is good news. I want to thank you for being on the show today. You've really opened a lot of, I know you've opened my eyes to the world of hemp, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show is because I know our listeners they're into positive stories, healthy lifestyle tips, and good news. And this fits all three categories. And so I know you've opened the eyes of many of our listeners, too, with just the interview that we've had today. Is there, like, one last thing that you'd like to leave with our listeners before we sign off?
Well, I would like to leave the fact that I'm very appreciative and grateful to be on your show. And I think it's a fantastic show that, you know, we have somebody out there, we have a show that is talking about good news because there is a lot of good stuff happening. And I don't want your listeners to forget that there is a lot of good stuff happening out there.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
So thanks for having
me.
Is
a lot of good, there is a lot of good stuff going on, and it's a matter of having, keeping it at the forefront of our lives and staying in that positive mode, and it tilts our world. It definitely tilts our balance into a positive direction. And what you're doing is incredible, David. Thank you. Before we sign off, why don't we end with having you give our listeners your website address and any contact information that you'd like to put out there. And this would be for our listeners who have questions or who may have the need to get an estimate if they're in the process of construction. So why don't you give that to our listeners now?
Okay, our hemp technologies website is hemp, the word H-E-M-P, dash, technologies, TECHNOLOGIES.com. That's hemp-technologies.com. And you can find, if you have any questions or if you want more information, you can go to our website and request it right on our website. We have a lot of information on there. And everything that you need to get more information is on our website, Patty.
Okay, good. And you also have a form to fill out if they want to receive your newsletter?
Yes, they can just sign up on our email list. And if they want more information, we have a form that they can also fill out, and someone from our office will call them.
Okay, good. Good. So there you have it, listeners. You've been listening to David Madeira, and the topic has been hemp. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact David Madeira at his website, hemp-technologies.com. You could also send a question into the Good News Show or any comments or anything you'd like. So send it to our email address at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GOODNEWSSHOW @yahoo.com. And you've been listening to the Good News Show. This is Patty Black signing off. David, thank you. Thank you. And I hope that you come back to our show another time in the future. I'm sure there's going to be some updates to give our listeners.
Great. I'd love to. Thanks, Patty.
Okay. You're welcome, David. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Listeners, thank you for being with us today. Today is December 2nd, 2011. And I just want to thank you for your loyalty to the Good News Show. And stay tuned. We do have more shows coming up in the future. And I want to thank you. Bye-bye.